Nanny would just tell you stories about people that were there or were coming to visit or just whatever.
Just who people were related to and how so-and-so was related. And everybody didn't have this business about you. Either you knew your aunts and uncles and close family ties, and then people who all others related were your cousins.
Yeah.
And so it was never really... Sometimes they were told how you were related.
Sure.
But it was also a very small group of folks, actually.
Right.
Because they all married each other. It was very...
Yeah.
Very close. And so you knew if somebody was marrying somebody, you knew their family already. And you knew...
Right.
And so in our family, we've got brothers marrying sisters.
Sure.
And so the families were very close.
Yeah, because Nanny's sister married her,
sister married her husband's brother,
mm-hmm.
and then her niece married another brother.
Right. Good family.
Yeah, so...
It makes sense, though. You would see people.
You'd see people, and so that... But even going back, and people you would say, and you'd always wonder then how they were related. And so you'd figure out, and she would tell you, and be oral, and you'd sit around, because it wasn't technology. People would visit and talk, and you'd say, okay, how about that person? And sometimes you wouldn't, you'd ask after, and sometimes you wouldn't know.
Right.
I didn't find out till years later about some people, how they're related. Like their great, great grandparents was a lawyer, and so then they're still connected. And like I'd see Irene in St. Albert, and she'd tell her kids, this is your cousin. You know, everybody, okay. And so that...
She just knew, but not necessarily how.
Not necessarily, but they probably knew how.
She knew how.
But I didn't yet.
Yeah.
And then, so then later on doing genealogy, you figured out how. And yeah, we're cousins.
Right.
And so then you just, you have that in your head, and then that's okay.